This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study on the economic impact of Lake Altoona also identified a number of environmental concerns that could reduce those economic benefits in the future. The University of Wisconsin-River Falls and the West Central Regional Planning Commission worked on the study from 2023 to 2025 thanks to funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It found that over 32,000 people visit Lake Altoona each year, contributing around $2.5 million in local spending. Combined with the property owners along the lake, the total economic impact is around $5.5 million each year. According to the study, however, environmental concerns like algae blooms and sedimentation could affect those economic benefits. A survey of community members found that just over half of them would visit Lake Altoona at least four more times each year if the quality of the water improves. Researchers say if the water quality improved enough for those additional visits, local spending could increase by $1.3 million or more, and that further deterioration could decrease the lake's local economic impact. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials are warning Chippewa Valley residents to be prepared for single-lane closures on River Prairie Drive and Wisconsin 312 early this week. According to a press release, DOT crews are working to level the concrete approach slabs on the bridges carrying the roads over U.S. Highway 53 in Eau Claire County. Work on the River Prairie Drive structure is scheduled to wrap up today, and work on the Wisconsin 312 structure should wrap up tomorrow. Only one of the four lanes on the bridges will be closed at a time. University of Wisconsin Stout officials are advising residents to be aware of dust and debris during a construction project in Parking Lot 1 over the coming months. According to UW Stout Police Department officials, the construction work is scheduled to continue throughout the summer. They're also advising residents that if they park in Lot 1 or adjacent to the construction zone, dust or debris could damage their vehicles. Anyone who needs to discuss alternate parking options during the course of the construction project should contact the parking office. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin governor's race is turning into a debate over who can actually win statewide. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said in a recent forum that she has the best shot in a general election, while also questioning the chances of Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Kelda Royce is making her own electability argument, saying on WISN 12's Upfront program that Barnes underperformed in his 2022 Senate run. Royce also says the endorsement from Wisconsin's largest teachers union gives her campaign momentum. More Wisconsin women will soon get better access to cancer screenings and extended care after pregnancy under two new state laws soon to kick in. One law requires insurance to fully cover additional breast cancer tests for women with dense breast tissue or higher risk, helping catch cancer earlier and avoid costly delays. Another expands Medicaid coverage for new moms from just 60 days to a full year after giving birth. It all starts July 1st. State leaders say the changes are meant to improve health outcomes, reduce preventable deaths, and make sure women don't skip care because of cost. And as spring migration ramps up, the DNR wants people to watch birds and help protect them at the same time. More than 350 species travel through the state each year, following seasonal light changes. The DNR say birds face added risks during migration, including collisions and habitat loss. They're asking people to turn off lights at night, make windows safer, and plant native species. The annual Wisconsin Birdathon is also happening now to raise money for bird conservation. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Tigers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in downtown Detroit against the Tigers. Left-hander Kyle Harrison gets the start. Harrison and what he likes about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
It was awesome. I mean, from starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me. And, you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency. And that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that. And he gets it. He gets it. And just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
NFL, Bo Melton is back with the Pack. The 26-year-old wide receiver and defensive back has signed a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. A great competitor, The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be an absolutely gorgeous day today. Sunny, not windy, with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.